Hi, this is Jacqueline here with the Grow Program. Thank you for growing with me on today. Here we are on Throwback Thursday. That's what today is. Today is Thursday. But you can listen to it any day. You can listen to it any time. Sometimes I go back in time and listen to the podcast because as I minister to you, I minister to myself. And I thank God for everything. I thank God for this journey. Even though it ain't easy. It's not easy. I struggle, but still I rise. Still I overcome. Still I put in to grow. Because I'm trying to make a positive difference for today, for tomorrow. Today for tomorrow, being the change. And it don't take a lot. It don't take a lot. But I do want you to know something. With growth comes change. And you got to be willing to change in order to grow. You got to come up out of your comfort zone. You got to let some things go. You got to release so that you can maintain greatness. You got to release. You got to let some stuff go, honey. You got to come up. And you know what you need to do. See, people can tell you all day long what you need to do, but you know what you need to do in order to come up and get to the breakthrough. Just all in tune right now. I just want you to be in tune with your spirit. I want you to be in tune with the living God. I want you to understand that God is real. God is all powerful. God is almighty. We serve a mighty living God. We serve an awesome God, a magnificent God, a glorious God. But see, there are some of us that are serving the world. And some of us are trying to live up to the world. We're going to leave this world. That's one journey we all got to take. We don't know when. We don't know how. But we all got to take this journey. But until then, God got you here for a purpose. Until then, we grow. We maintain. We overcome. We grind. We climb. We are keepers of the dream. I was looking at a picture of Coretta Scott King sitting beside Harry Belafonte at Morehouse College on the funeral of Dr. King. And I saw the pain and anguish, the tears in their eyes, and realizing that although he's now gone, we got to carry on. And look at all these years later. Dr. King passed in 1968. Here we are, 2023. Keeping on with the dream. We are dream keepers, and we shall keep the dream alive until the day we die, as we maintaining and keeping our own dreams, the dream of genuine equality and righteousness and love for all, knowing that we all have to live in this world. We're all born to grow. Born to be alive, born to live, born to sow. None is greater than the other. I'll tell you that. There's none greater here in the physical. But we carry the Spirit of God. We carry a spirit within us. The spirit that tells us to always do the right thing. And the right thing shall follow us. The one thing Dr. King taught us was love, drives out darkness. And love, not hate, will make the world great. I just want to add that on there. Love drives out darkness. That's what he taught us. You can't use darkness to drive out darkness. It takes light. So let the light in you drive out the darkness that's around you, the darkness that's in the world. See, you got to be the change. You got to be the change maker. You want to grow? You got to change. You have to change. And that comes from a place of self-love. It comes from a place of forgiveness. You got to forgive. You got to forgive you. You got to forgive them. And you got to understand, as you grow on to the breakthrough, God forgave us. The one thing you don't do is forget. You forgive, but you don't forget. You don't forget as you grow on to your dreams, kings and queens. You don't forget. You remember. See, you got to remember. You got to remember about God. You got to remember. You got to remember. You got to remember. You got to remember. Remember about God. Remember about God. Don't forget about God. Get the side. That's the side, the love you got from God. That spirit love. Take the rain. It looks like it's about to rain. Take the rain and grow. In this life, some of that rain shall never fall again, because we learn. We took the L, the lesson, and we rise, and we grow, and we overcome. We are different. We're not who we used to be. See, our past created who we are today. I thank you, past. I overcame. I can look back, but I ain't going back. I can look back and understand why. Why I went through this. Why I went through the testimony to come out with the story, to give God the glory. Because we are grow, we are greatness. And as God has the glory, we shall receive the victory. Here in this life, kingdom builders, keep building on the kingdom. See, you got to keep working towards the goal. You can't quit. It says so in Thessalonians. If you don't work, you don't eat. Faith without works is dead. So you believe, but you ain't going to do nothing about it. You believe, you're just going to sit on it. You're going to wait on this opportunity. You believe, but you're not going to pursue it. You're not going to make it happen. Keep out of the dream. You're just going to believe. You're just going to hold on to faith and believe. I believe. I believe God will. But you're not going to do anything about it. You got to help yourself. That comes from a position of self-love. Do you love you? Do you believe in what you can do? Do you know that you can be the difference? Be the positive change, grow to lift the world? Do you know what you are capable of? You are capable of great things. Some people just down here existing, just going through the motion, just existing. Another day, just existing. But with this day comes something floating by. And if you don't grab it, you're going to miss it, because it's going to float right on by. It's called opportunity. If you don't grab a hold of this opportunity that God has given you, life. Life more abundantly, because life is what you make it. Life is beautiful. So I want you to get on opportunity, and I want you to take opportunity for that ride. Don't miss that boat. Take opportunity for that ride and ride on, keeper of the dream. Dream is far. I mean, if you blink, you miss it. But you're able to catch it. You're able to make your dreams a reality. How do I know? Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Want to put them all together? Grow. That's how I know. God told me to grow. He told me to tell y'all to grow. So I'm going to get on here on the Grow Show. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going for a goal. We're growing every day. Every single day. That little flight of opportunity. Don't miss it. Catch it. Grab it. Just like a dream, a shadow. You can't touch it, but you can make it appear, my dear. So love for God to the world. Be the difference. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know as I grow, he watches me and thee daily. And as we grow, we grow to God, our Father. We all in this world, different skin, one love, one God who created us to be magnificent in his light, in his glory. Created in the image of God. Spirituality. A oneness with God, a oneness with yourself, learning you, loving you. As you love others, you can't forget about you. As you count on them, don't forget to count on you too. Believe in you, because I'm going to believe in me. I'm going to keep on rising daily. I'm going to hold on to the dream, because I'm a keeper of the dream. And I'm going to keep the dream alive until the day I die. But before I die, I'm going to tell whoever, keep the dream alive until the day you die. And that's exactly what Coretta Scott King and Harry Belafonte were sitting there thinking about. One dream keeper is gone. And we got to carry on the dream for the rest of them. And that's exactly what they did. They carried it on for us. And I'm going to carry it on for the next generation. The message shall go forward. The message shall go forward. God's will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. This world does not belong to evil. This world belongs to God. And God is good. So love. In every neighborhood, be the positive difference, be the change right there where you are. Begin growing day by day, hour after powerful hour, minute after miraculous minute. To God be the glory for the whole growth story. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Yes, that's you. You will grow. God bless you as you grow.